Shalom, family, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to conclude our thought on being led by the Spirit. And for this morning, I just want to speak on, just to share a few thoughts on what really entails surrendering to the Spirit. Okay, like we mentioned yesterday, that for us to be led by the Spirit, we need to be souls that are yielded, that are surrendered to God. And the big question would be, well, how do I surrender? And these things may seem simple, but there are many of us who could be struggling with such. And I may have to begin by sharing a testimony of what happened to one sister. She used to be in our local fellowship. She's now late. That was some years back. I think that was 18 years ago or so. I was sharing thoughts on this same subject, and on how to, you know, how, why it is important for us to surrender and to be led by the Spirit. And that was during a Saturday cell meeting, okay? A cell meeting is, these are meetings we have like in our homes here. So during that sharing, I had mentioned, well, we need to surrender ourselves to God, and, you know, just similar thoughts we've been looking at. And so those words went to the heart of this sister. She was someone who was very devout and so hungry for God, but not a fanatic, but someone who sincerely desired, you know, to experience the hand of God in her life. So what happened is, the following day, which was a Sunday, she went to the place, the classroom where we used to gather for church. As her custom was, you know, she would go very early in the morning, you know, around maybe 5:30 a.m. or 6 a.m., you know, to go and sweep the place just to prepare it for service. And so when she arrived there, you know, the sun was not yet out, and she entered this place where she needed to start doing some cleaning. But, you know, a thought just struck her. You know, she was thinking about the message we had shared. And so she knelt in prayer and asked the Lord, "Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender to you." You know, she was praying that because of what she heard in the sharing the previous day. And it was when she spoke those words that a wonderful experience fell on her. And, but strangely, she heard a voice in that room, an audible voice, and the voice said, "You do not know what you are speaking." Now that scared her. She opened her eyes, looked around in the room, tried to check around outside in case there's someone who spoke, maybe through the window, or there was a person, but there was no one. And now that scared her. She was wondering what had happened. Then a thought right there and then dropped into her heart. She thought of repenting. So she knelt down in prayer and said, "Lord, forgive me. I've spoken what I did not know. Please teach me how to surrender." And when she spoke those words, a wonderful experience of the Holy Spirit fell on her. She says something swept over her. It really like filled her whole being. And she could feel the wonderful presence of God around the place and the Spirit of God filling her. And well, I've always looked at that incident and that testimony to have a lot of lessons for believers. You know, there's so much of what we think we know simply because we keep professing the same thing to our minds and our hearts. There are many times, actually, we may think our lives and thoughts are surrendered to God simply because often we go in prayer and say, Lord, I surrender to you. But surrender is not a theoretical profession. It's not something we just profess with our lips, where we just say, Lord, I surrender. The act of surrender is actually often a subconscious experience where you are not even aware that you've been caught up in that act of surrendering to God. Okay, and usually we reach a place of surrender when God brings about certain circumstances which disarm our flesh, because surrendering becomes a problem because of the flesh. Now let me illustrate this with Matthew chapter 26 verse 30. Matthew 26 and verse 30. All right. Yes, this speaks of, that time when the Lord was going to Gethsemane. Now, there are certain things which happened before that, which we can use for an illustration. Matthew 26, verse 30. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Then saith Jesus unto them, O ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. So, of course, these were those final moments of the Lord Jesus. And he could see that prophecies were now about to be fulfilled about, his crucifixion. And now, listen to what Peter answered when the Lord said that in verse 33. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. This is the speaking of someone who is very confident about his attachment to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what he thought. I don't believe Peter was pretending. That's what he believed. That is what he believed about his commitment to the Lord. But in verse 34, Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. That is to say, three times. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. Is it not strange that many times we speak because we think we know what we are speaking, and we may speak and confess so sincerely, but God knows us better than we do. He knows us more than we know ourselves. Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto his disciples, sit you here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and find them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And that is where we need to pay attention to. Here is a man who said, I won't deny you. But actually, various other things about what was happening in that moment showed that whatever he had spoken earlier on, it was just coming from the flesh. It was coming from self-confidence. But when a situation of this temptation arose, it revealed that these men their flesh was stronger than what their spirit could desire or aspire for. And here is where I need to say that for God to lead us, he doesn't lead our flesh. You see, we are made up of body, soul, and spirit. And the point, the element in our makeup which can connect with the spirit so that that spirit leads us is not the flesh, but our spirits. That's the point God can connect with us. But the trouble is when the flesh is stronger than the spirit, it means even if the Holy Spirit was trying to connect with a person, that won't do anything. It means that person can hear a very powerful sermon, life-changing words, but it will really have no impact because the flesh is stronger. And so now, the thing of it is, when you read Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, as I'm winding up, there's usually so much to speak, but we try to limit time for these daily devotionals because it is just something to help you start your day and to have something to meditate on. Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The thing of it is, we need to reach a place where we're going to die to our flesh for us to be led by the Spirit. Now, again, this is not something you say, Lord, I'm now dead to the flesh. The first step we need to take is to be sincere and to tell the Lord we are in need of help. We need to know how to walk in the Spirit. And if we mean what we speak, the Lord is going to carry us through various experiences which will lead us to lean on him, to depend on him. And the thing of it is, you can never be led by the Spirit, or you can never learn to surrender if your flesh is active, like we said. And you're going to take a step to cultivate an atmosphere in your heart, an atmosphere that is full of the Word of God. And the more your soul begins to feed on that Word, the more your flesh will start getting disarmed. Remember the story of two dogs. There was a black and a white dog. And these two, you know, want to fight. But here is a person who feeds just one dog. He feeds the black dog. And no matter how strong the white dog was, because it was the black dog getting fed, the black dog was getting stronger and fighting and beating the other white dog. And the white dog was getting defeated. So it all depends on what you feed. If your daily life and your routines only feed your flesh, all you do is business, think about, how to make a life and all that, most definitely it is your flesh which will be strong and your spirit will be very weak. Prayer will become boring to you. Why? It's not a mystery. It's not like you are not gifted in being spiritual. There's no such a thing. It all depends on what are you feeling. So if you make it a part of your life to listen to these daily devotionals, after you listen, you take some moment to pray and worship the Lord. Later in the day, you take some time. It could be a few minutes. You read a scripture, you meditate on it, and you worship the Lord. You will realize that there is actually enough power in you to overcome situations. And as you learn, as you hear the Word of God, you start continuously dying to your flesh, and you're going to have spiritual desires in you. Now, this is a very deep subject, and of course, it can never be concluded in this series. But here is a book I would recommend for you to read. It's called The Release of the Spirit by Watchman Nee. The Release of the Spirit by Watchman Nee. It is a very wonderful, inspired message, which I believe you'll find a blessing on the how-to, on the how to, because we've just spoken a summary of so many things concerning these thoughts. And that book is not really based on the subject I'm talking about, but on this last item I'm covering on how we can yield and surrender to God, you're going to find that book very enriching. All right, may the Lord richly bless you. May you have a blessed weekend. May we continue walking more closely with the Lord. Shalom.